Torah anytime. Thank you for Kamash Kachal Pratis. Thank you for Kalan Larson and Rabbi Yosef Yaffe. And I want to say we have in our midst the Klal Yisrael has. It's Adekis over here, Kala. She davened the first boy. She got the first boy. She davened. Don't ask. She's real. She got our chasen. Sugar, love it. I love them at first sight. Zeus like crazy with Nidas, Tavis, everything. Just like the Kala. It's a similar. And this Gersil now. Al Kulam. This Kala lost 20 pounds by eating. And when she cheated, she ate normal foods. When she cheated and took a piece of cake, what did I do? No. Rabbi Mendel said, Adarabba, now I'm really losing weight. So she's the envy of all the ladies in the universe. She's going to get mail. Forget it. There won't be enough. But she did it with Betachin. If you have Betachin, you deny Teva. You can get anything you want. I once did this too, by the way. I lost weight. Every time I ate, I says, okay, that's going to make you lose weight. And it worked. I did this a long time ago. That's why I put it on the thing. And some people heard about it, and it worked. What? Exactly. What you want. Rabbeinu told me to know what you want. Get what you want. Don't be stingy. You'll get exactly what you want. L'chaim tovim l'shalom. Should have zeichet to all the brachas people give you should work. And you should get the brachas that you want. And you should want what the Eibishter wants you to want. Should have a lichtige freilichel Torah dike yiddish eleven with banim scharim. That's what the Sfarim always do. Banim scharim. A friend of mine, when he is at his shever brachas, the shver got up. And he said out loud in front of all the ladies that they should all hear, Banim Sarim! So all the whole Ezra's should hear what he wants. By the way, he had 10 boys. After that, they were dying to get a girl after that. The mother was, I said, hey, Yeshveh, his bracha, the Sheva bracha did the job. He got Banim Sarim. So I mentioned it. What did the ladies think about that? And the Sfardi went, the Sfardi Yod. So my friend says, they want that too. They also want banim scharim. But anyway, it's good. Whatever it is, Hashem should help. One of my daughters, my second daughter, went to the Alta School and her Rebbe. Hashem should help with his daughter. Yeshua's G'daylus. Praise Hashem. The Alta guy says, I want a Ben Zacher. He said, don't give me this Ben Zacher. You'll have a kid, Praise Hashem. No, my kid. Sure enough, it was a girl. Anyway. It's good. They're all good. They're all good. Normal, healthy, bouncy babies that will let you sleep at night. I'm adding that bracha. At this point, I'm looking ahead for you. Like, I'm thinking ahead. These debachim don't shop what they're in for. They don't know. Bracha v'atzlacha buha. Should have a happy, sweet life with all the good things. We have a chashuv chasen here, that's that. By the way, he has my name. That's, among other things, we're the same. This guy is good news. Big time. Anyway. So it's Elul. Let's daven on Elul. Sweet Elul. It's running by every day closer to the happiest day in the universe. Rosh Hashanah is Gan Eden. A breast of a chasen of Yerushalayim told me, before every Yom Tov, a month before, Hashem, I want a great Sukkos. I want a great Rosh Hashanah. Daven for that day. Yaktim Adam Tfilo Litzara. Now I'll tell you what happened to me this summer. I'm a Rebbe in the summertime. 4 weeks. Now in the summertime, you know, the kids, they need me again. Yeah, you know, they didn't have enough. They want to play. Anyway. So they want a happy summer, and I'm in the way, you know. We got to learn, kids. So we try to make them happy with my stories. All right, it works. So, but there's discipline. bothers me. I don't like to be negative disciplined, you know. There's always one or two guys that mess it up. Everyone behaves except this summer. I overheard, before I started teaching, I met a new counselor. I says, "No, what's your tricks?" He says, "I daven a lot before. That's all I needed to hear." He got a good customer. I decided the night before, usually I daven just before I teach. This time, Chazal say, "La'olam yakdim adam tefila letzara." Daven before the tzara comes. Before. But I davened dark. Hashem, please, this time I was into it, davening. I was relying on tefillah, that betachin. Rely on it. That's the only way to go. And I continued doing this throughout the summer. I never had a better summer before. No discipline whatsoever. It was unbelievable. They were all behaved because I davened extra hard before. And I relied on davening. When you hear someone else making it, gives you, you might be into it, but you need, you know what, Pesach Menachem Malach was in Siberia for a couple of years. I says, "How do you manage in Siberia?" You know what he told me? Ishes Reyeu Yemachazak. You tell your Chazaki, I know this, but hearing it again and again from so and so, the same concept, it does things. Now, I'll tell you another time this happened to me. Somebody in my mishpacha was unfortunately not well with a serious, super serious illness that's aggressive. Hashem Yerachem. Their situation was very bleak. And I met a doctor here in Lakewood. A friend of mine. I asked him, "What do you say about this stuff?" And he says, "You want to hear a story, Rabbi Mandel?" "Yes." I spoke to a Gaisha doctor. And he tells me a story. He had this yid that was, he met this yid. He takes a look at the yid. He says, "This guy is not worth more than 2 months. It's over." He had Yanomaisa. "It's over. No hope for this guy." He meets the guy 2 months later. He takes a test, tests the guy, it's all gone, the whole machla disappeared. He said, "How'd you do it?" He says, "You know, by us Jews, we pray. And we put in a lot, and put my name up in all the yeshivas in a couple of places, and that's it, it did the job. Goodbye." I heard that. And it made a rishim on me. I says, "Hey, let's get into it." And I started davening more than you. I davened with emunah. Hey, you just heard a story of somebody that it worked, and it's a similar situation. It's a total new betachin. You got it, you get a new dosage. So you have to always hear, you know, the same concepts, but it doesn't matter. And I got to work. I had nisim goluyim. I had Yizr Hashem. I remember closing my Gemara. Look. My Rebbe told me, I mentioned this. I was once of a thing, Hanukkah time. I says, "How could I be Maisa Nefesh on Hanukkah? I'm not with the Greeks and the whole Chashmonim." He says, "You know what, Maseiros Nefesh? Close your Gemara that you want so much and learn Musa." Now, I'm not telling everybody to do that, especially if you don't know what he's doing. Just learn Gemara better than nothing. Gemara better than nothing? Man, don't you dare say that. You're in Lakewood, yeshiva guys are going to hear that. You're out of business. How dare you say that? No better than nothing. By the way, I will tell you, there are people out there that with the Blat Gemara alone, they can get Yeshuas. It can happen. I would push for it if it would work. It doesn't work so easily. Sometimes it does. I know a younger man, a Briska, a friend of mine, he's a rub here in Lakewood. He lost his job a couple of months later. He got another one. And it's a hush of a job. "How'd you do that?" And he says, "Well, I had betachim. He learned musa half an hour a day, and he got his new job." Unbelievable story. And he didn't take more than him. He's brisk. That's fine. But the brisker Rav himself was known to pace back and forth for hours, saying the Joseph Givizishim. But you don't tell people things that are too hard for them. Maybe still help even out there, we hope. But anyway, my Rebbe said, "You want Maseiros Nefesh? Close your Gemara." I learned Musaf. And I had Nisim Guluyim. And this particular time that I needed a Yeshua, and I was holding shtark and learning. I was so proud of myself, sitting and hurrying and learning. I learned a little Musaf too. But things weren't happening. So I called my Rebbe, Rabbi Isaac Schwartz. He said, what are you doing? What are you sitting and learning about smother and a geschmack and I learned Musa too. You're learning Gemara or Musa? Well, I'm learning Musa a little bit, you know, a half hour. That's why you're not going anywhere. You're going to have to give up some. If you learn, all the Musa also doesn't do a thing for you. Learn Bitochen. Learn the Iyun you need. Sit on it. Now, I want to tell you something. A Yid, Reb, his name is Reb El Yishneya. He should live till 120. He must be close to 100 by now. Reb El Yishneya had serious problems with his liver. And every year, I met him in France every year. He was a Rosh HaKoyel over there. And he was a big, from the big people there. And he, one of Reb Gershon's biggest, a Moroccan, Reb El Yishneya. That's tzaddik, a sweetie. Ben Teira, Ben Musa, you got it all. And Thomas Hossam, he had problems with his liver. And every year, he could barely move. He looked worse and worse. And he used to ask me, Ulai by Medica, he needs nituach, he needs an operation. He was going with sugar, with pain. So finally, one year I come back, he looked 20 years younger. What happened to the Bel Yishneya? I asked him, Makara, what happened? You were sick for years. This went on every year. It got worse. Suddenly he's a young spring chicken. He doesn't look the same. He says, Asiti bitachon. You know what that means? I did bitachon. What? What'd you do? Now he told me what he did. He told me this another time. He says, bitachon, you think you got to do it right. You did this way, that way. No. Just sit on it. Try this. Take a peek on these. Say if you don't like it, take another one. Try that. Write down hashgachas. Make yourself meshuga. Have a hergish. Don't have a hergish. You know what the belt says? You have a hergish? Sit zayin the kin. You have a hergish. You know, some people have a hergish that I'm a bad guy. You have a hergish? Sit zayin the kin. But anyway, He got his Yeshua. It took him a few months. And he kept practicing Bitachon. And he got against Yeshua. And I thought he's a little bit old. He was 87 when he told me the story. So I asked his brother. His mother was very on the ball. I says, what happened to your brother? What's the big spiel? But the Chiddush is that he told me you can do anything. Just go in that direction. Look for Bitachon. Try this, try that. Sit on it and try anything you want. I was told by another big Nevardiga. What? He's a Nevardiga. They know the rules. But Tachin can do anything. I heard this. It saved me. I had an impossible situation many times. My Rebbe Rebbeza told me, B'shem, the lesson. Ein dover oimid lefeya b'tachin. Trying to work on Bitachon. That's Bitachon. Keep working. Sit and learn Musa for a full hour. Hashem cannot look away from that. A full hour? And it's not easy. Hashem's going to say, oh, now you're really turning in my direction. You know, I had to spend 2-3 hours a day at least. And sir, when I got that Mephas Golim in Hashemayim, the doctor said, you're 1 in 3,000? 1 in 3,000. I spent hours and hours. I gave away my learning. I didn't open a Gemara at all. 5 hours a day I could learn. And I was learning a Sefer that has a lot of... I couldn't learn the same Sefer Salvavus all day. Sefer with different Shetlach. This is a good one. If you get it, it's Meridik. He brings all the... Just sit on that Sugya. Very variety. Vertlach, Shetlach. Get a new Sefer, another Sefer. Write more Hashgachas. Take a break and start dreaming happy thoughts. Make it geschmack. But sit on that sugya. It's impossible not to. I once spent 4 hours with somebody, Erev Tishabo, who was in a psychiatric ward here in Lakewood. And I asked, is this person ever getting out of here? is the, anyone who goes there, call Boel Lo Yeshuvin. It ain't happening. I asked several people at the desk over there. Whoever comes to this lake, 9 cop cars, this person called me up. They'll save my life. They're coming at me from the family reported this guy. He's bipolar. He's killing the kids. I got so much. I asked the Shiloh, my Rebbe. Rebbe said, go. You're saving that person. And I finally got into the ward over there. I sat down. I spent into the psychiatric ward, all the Michigan. I felt very comfortable over there. All the Nevadians are floating around. I'm joking. Anyway, so come, make yourself comfortable. So what did I do over there? So I asked the people in charge, tell me, does anybody come out of this place? How are you doing? All the sweet guys are coming one by one. Everybody here is. I have a schooler. The nicest people come to my thing. All the cheshuvim end up here. I don't know what it is. Something about, no? This guy's delicious. Tell your column, boy, does she have good taste. She's good, she's good. She hit. Good job. Anyway, what was I saying? So I said, tell me, the few people working at the desk, does anybody ever come out of this place? They said, never. It never happened, never will. Once you come here, you don't just come here so fast. It means they really got it in for you, and it's in Kimball. You can check out. I asked several times, never, ever happened. I says, okay, we'll see about that. Well, let's see, okay? We'll see about that. I sat down with this person for 4 hours. It was Erev Tisha B'Av. For 4 hours. And I pumped up, you are fine. There's nothing wrong with you. The person's father came over to me to tell me, Rabbi Mendel, I know you're trying to be nice, but my son has a condition, and I'm the father, and I care more than anybody. But that's unfortunately the situation. I says, that's very nice. And he knew that Rabbi Mendel was somewhere in the clouds. You know, I don't work with normal channels. He doesn't chop that my approach works, if you believe in it. It works. But dozens, Lamala Manateva. Anyway, I spent 4 hours brainwashing this person, and I had a good customer. Yes, Rabbi. Yes, yes. And I say you are healthy. Yes, there's nothing wrong with you. Yes, if you say so, it must be like that. I had one of these real American Harrys. Yeah, he was perfect. Perfect. You know, you get one of those. You know what Byron Belzer said? A Rebbe depends on the Chassidim. You get the right Chassidim, you become the biggest Baal Mitzvah in the world. Just get people who believe what you say. You know what Rabbi Dweck told me in Zangazin Shtak? By the Sfarden? People didn't have kids for years. Baby, another baby, another baby, another baby. And Rabbi Dweck, he says, believe me, it has nothing to do with me. He told this to me. He says, as soon as the Chacham says, you're having a kid, they buy the baby carriage. That's it. But it better not be a girl, or else the rabbi's in trouble. I'm joking. Chas v'shalom. My son was a Sephardi, so I can make fun of Sephardim. You know, it's good to be connected with everybody. You can make fun, and you can say, well, I'm one of them, so I'm allowed to do it. Anyway, I'm a hippie. Yeah, I can make fun. It's good. It's a lot of fun to be a mix. I'm a mix, anyway. So, what was I talking about? Kimball. 4 hours I brainwashed this Harry. And he was very, and I told him what a great guy he was. It's very important. And then I says, after 4 hours, I says, I can't deal with this anymore. I says, Eberstadt, I want the whole world after this guy. Tomorrow was Tisha B'Av. The next day, the whole world came in to be Machazikim. 36 hours later, he was discharged. And the father, everyone said later, well, he doesn't really have bipolar. How did that happen? He had it. That 9 police cars when he first called me, because the whole family was after this guy's dangerous. He's dangerous. How do you like that one? It's one of the Rebbe's, that's one of the Rebbe's old stories. You know, that's already, since then, the mitzvahs I'm having are beyond. Don't ask my mitzvahs that I'm having lately. Anyway. Now Elul. Anila Daidi Vidai, that's up to you. You do whatever you want with an Elul. It's yourself is the same thing. You know, when I tell people you're a great guy, you can take it or leave it. You don't want to believe it? That's exactly where you're heading. If you say that my mashal is Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, they both, there was a baskel, Rabbi Yochanan hurt, Ilfa didn't hit, and Ilfa almost, he wanted to jump off a ship years later when he saw Rabbi Yochanan become the Gadol HaDor, and he was better than him in learning, and he became nothing. Because Rabbi Yochanan heard you're heading for greatness, he didn't hear it, boom. That's the whole difference. If you hear that, and you believe it, it's gonna happen. But you gotta work. It's not easy. You have 2 million voices telling you, nah, not me. Now Rabbi Mendel doesn't know the sins that I do. But that alone. Well, like, nah. It doesn't work. I tried already. It's not happening. Now stop living in the sky. And stop dreaming. I want you to know that there's two sides. You need a red light and a green light in a highway. You need two opposite programs. You do have to be in this, in maluchim in the skies. And at the same time, you got to be down here too. You got to play both ends. There's two sides to you. Sometimes you're telling yourself, I like the way I am. A lot of people are getting yeshuas with homes. And one after another, people are sitting like this boxed in, and they're going nowhere. And this guy called me up. Rabbi Mendel, you know what I did? I spent an hour. It was for a year. He was hustling and hustling to get a home. He was going with sugar. He did everything he could. And nothing happened. And he comes back home. And he hates it in his house. It's tiny. Large family. And nobody home. And the house is stuffy and disgusting. And his wife is sitting there, nervous wreck. And he and the kids are all kvetching. Well, look how we live in this matchbox. You know what he did? A full hour, I believe. He said, Hashem, thank you. I love. Bless this mess. You know, I love it. It's so nice to be in this tiny matchbox. I like all the stress. I like a nervous wife. She's great. She's just perfect. Nice and nervous. Nothing like a nice, nervous wreck for a wife. And me being even more nervous and fight around a little bit. Oh, I love that. And the kids reacting, kvetching. We have, everyone else has a nice house. We don't. I love that sweet music to my ears. Everyone complaining, kvetching. He spent an hour saying this. Now, it's a machlokes when it happened. Either Tuesday or the next day. I say the next day sounds better. So let's stick to the next day. He walks outside. He told me the story. Walks outside the next day. See the shigak. Walks outside. Takes a look in the newspapers. Hey, something available. Tells his wife, come. They walk right in. It was sold. It was a done deal. He went with sugar for a year. He got nowhere. But he sat thanking Hashem for all the mess, for all the nasty stuff. He went into all vivid detail. Thanks for the impressions, the bad impression I'm making. I love that bad impression. It's delicious. Thanks for the Shalom Bias issues. Oh, I love it. Shalom Bias issues. That's sweet music to my ears. And the kids screaming and getting angry. What? You don't have to believe a word. Let it be sarcastic. It works. You're doing it works. I had this two house people. A guy in Coventry told me this. This is my Mephis. He's one of my Seedim. The other guy wasn't even one of my Seedim. Imagine you could have a Mephis even without being one of my Seedim. That's an interesting thing in my world. And this guy told me in Coventry. He called me and said, Rabbi Mendel, I couldn't get a house and go with sugar. And I tried. We went from one house to another. We're always just missing. Come inside. The chush of a yidin we have there. We just missed it. Someone else got it. 5 minutes. You almost made it, but the other guy came first. This happened all year, going nowhere, until he and his kids got together, and they started singing. for 10 minutes, Mincha time, Shabbos, Mincha time. Shalashudas, thank you Hashem that we're stuck in this terrible place. And the kids made a whole niggun out of it. The kids were dancing with the father and the mother. Thank you Hashem, we're all messed up and we can't find a house. We love being good and frustrated, going nowhere. Ah, what a pleasure to go nowhere and to be here in the garbage can. Everyone else is living like a mensch. The more we see everyone else, the happier than us, the happier we got. We are. That we're Baruch Hashem in the garbage. We love this garbage. We love the crazy neighbors that we want to get away from. We love it. Oh, this is delicious. Gan Eden Tuesday. He got his house. Tuesday. I couldn't change that one. That one was Taco Tuesday. But it's plenty good. Tuesday's plenty good. 2 days later, he got a dream. 2 days. There are two stories with a house and two stories with a shidduch. That older girl did this. Instead of kvetching, they were crying. They both had issues and old getting older and no one's going anywhere. And they spent, I don't know how much time. Thank you Hashem that I'm an old maid and no one likes me and no one wants me. I love it. That I'm the ugly chas v'shalom. Don't say that. But I don't know what they said. But they went in that mahalach. And they both are married. They're both my mitzvah, by the way. Both girls. That's my mitzvah. You know, people want betachon. They don't chap. When they want something way too much, they're not living a satisfied life with Hashem. They're focusing on what's wrong in their existence. I don't think Hashem goes for that. But I had betachon, now betachon. Wait, one second. What do you mean, yeah, betachon? Did you ever say thank you for this finger and that finger? That's granted. That's pashut. Thank you for the talking and the hearing and the seeing. That you're married all together, even though she's killing you. So what? But you're married and that you have a couple of dads. You're learning, even though you're learning shvach, but you're learning, you don't even recognize the good stuff going on. That's a churban. What do you expect? All you're talking about is 24/7. Let it be a ruach miyastik issue. Doesn't matter. You have no right to knock yourself day and night. I have no control of my lashon hara. But you learn. Yeah, but it's not real learning because I'm about lashon hara. Ad kan de reitzah hara. You're learning. Cut it out. I'll tell you a story. What? You know, don't try not to talk lashon hara, but don't kill yourself for that. Don't, that's not what you're all about. You know, and I insist, the number one thing is I'm trying. That's number one. We have to make a campaign. Two things. Two mes mitzvahs. Fum tzairagra, nobody believes in it. Fum tzairagra! The more tzar, the more schar. I'm learning betochen, I'm going nowhere for months and months. More schar! You know what that means? 100 times better. It's 100 times better. The guy that's not making it, you're still not smiling, you're still not having betochen, you're gonna get 100 times more schar! It's not a joke! You're lucky! Hashem's doing you a favor! When things are going wrong, oh, and I try so hard, and I can't make parnasa, no matter. Fum tzairagra, you're out of your mind! You don't even believe in it. You only believe in success. I say that comes from Esav. It's a sad life. Mashgiach from Nosson used to say, Esav is a sad person. You know that? He had a lot to do with Atzvus. It's interesting. Why? Because by him, Esav is Lashon Asiyah. If it's done, if you succeeded, good. You didn't succeed, you're a Nebuch. We don't believe in that at all. We believe, we try. That's it. Vayomis Moshe Eved Hashem. Vayomis Yeshua Eved Hashem. Matsasi David Abdi. Dog and Eved. I'm working. Leave me alone. Are you working on yourself? You're working on Betachem. But it's not happening. What do you mean it's not happening? By the way, I got some news to tell you. I feel so proud. I spoke with a younger man who was a principal of 1,000 people. He's been calling me forever. He has an issue with somebody in his family. It's getting better, Baruch Hashem. He's been calling me like Meshuggah. And it's so interesting. I gave him like you know, the way you deal, you got to compliment people. You got to be more my stuff. He said he was approached by somebody who knows him for 14 years. They're working together. And he said, I know you for 14 years. I never saw such a radical change. The guy's 50. A radical change. He's on the phone with me for a month. I just hocked him. He is a persistent guy. And he said, sometimes I don't want to announce it too much. But I'll say it. It's not going to make a difference. All right. Sometimes you persist with me, you're going to go places. I'm going to be mispalim from now on. If you try to get me, you're going to get a Yeshua Gemura. And go challenge me. It once happened, I remember it happened more than once, that somebody called me from Yerushalayim. And that day I said, Hashem, they're all complaining. They try to get me, and they're not getting me. Hashem, as soon as they connect with me for a second, even if they don't reach me, give them a complete Yeshua. I had a lady on the phone who was crying. She's in terrible pain, and she's weak, and she's this, and she's that. And that was the day that I said that. And I couldn't call her back until a couple of days later. I called her back, and she's not interested in talking. She says, oh, Rabbi Mendel, funny thing happened. But as soon as I left the message, I suddenly felt completely better. How do you like that one? Coming, Elo! Just try me, you got the issue, you don't have to reach me anymore. Those days are over. Don't have to reach me. It works! Without everybody, it's gonna work. Hakel Yachel means Hakel Yachel, I'm a Tumim. Tumim TM Hashem Ali Kesla. I'm a Tumim, I'm stupid. But I'm stupid Beshita. You know what that means? That I'm like that, even when I'm smart. I told, no. You be the smart guy. I'm the Tumim. A Tumim is a guy that you can tell. He believes anything. I believe it. I believe Hashem could do it. I make believe I'm a Tumim. Do that. Make believe. Say, no, I hope. I'm always talking like I know it all. You think I takadu? I takadu. Now that's the real truth is, I takadu. I'm super, you know. I'm the biggest Baba talker in the world. You know, every time you say something positive, your whole neshama is listening. You know what words can do? You know words? Every time, believe it. You gotta believe it. Look, I'm giving everybody a bracha. What does that mean to you guys? You know, I was on the phone today, and the guy said, kol tov. If that means nothing to you, I wonder how much is going to happen. Kol tov! I gave you a bracha. All good stuff. Now, he might not even know what he said. But if I believe that a bracha works, it's going to work. It's up to me. Aksiva v'chasima toiva, get as many of those brachas as you can. They're gold. Don't be a meshugana now. Just be normal. But a couple of extra ones won't kill you, but believe in them. Believe aksiva v'chasima toiva means this year is going to be gval. I got brachas. It's a bracha. It's a real thing. Kol tov. Have a good zaygezunt. Zaygezunt. I'm never going to see a hospital. Well, my friends say zaygezunt. When they say, you know, be healthy. I'm hearing that all my life. There's no doctors in my books. If you have a little tinnitus, if you start believing, I got to tell you what once happened to me years ago. My father wasn't well, and they were going to stay the hotel. Come inside, all the holy rabbis. Come inside. And my father, so we were going to say the whole Tehillim for my father, Zechut Tzadik Baruch. And Borough Park. And I was going to come in from Lakewood. And this bacha, who looked like, I don't know, 14, with long payas, was collecting. I said, what are you doing with Kalei? You should be learning, you know. I looked at him like skeptical. Who is this kid? But I don't make away with people. You don't do that. You love everybody. You hold from everybody. Don't do that stuff. He's a great kid. He's a tzaddik. But that wasn't the point. I just looked at him like, you know, if you're going to get a bracha from an adult at least. You know, he's a kid. He's a cute kid. He's collecting money for who knows what, you know. I gave him a dollar. I was standing in front of Satma right here in Lakewood. In front of Satma, Forest Avenue. I gave him a dollar, and he says, you gave me a bracha. I should have a good trip. I says, I'm going to New York. It was 12 o'clock at night. I went we were going to say kill him in New York. Give me a bracha. I said, amen. I got into the car. I had green lights through and through and through and through. A bracha. It's not a joke. I don't care who it is. If I get a bracha from Jose, it's going to work. You know Jose, my friend? Who knows about Jose? You know, everybody knows Jose. Jose, if you met him, he's got to have Jewish blood. Jose is always smiling. And Jose, Jose's friend died from overdosage of alcohol. By the way, I'll tell you why it happened. His friend's name, Soto, his name was. Soto is gone. He was a nice guy, Soto, but I don't want to talk anything about people. But this I will say. Soto has another name. Belshazzar. It's his name, seriously. It's a serious name. I don't know what they give that name for. You know, Belshazzar, you know, Vashti told Ahasuerush, when Ahasuerush called up, you know, I want you to come in front of everybody and do crazy stuff. And she was Mavazaha. And she said, you can't hold your liquor, you good for nothing. Sent back messages to him because she was the daughter of Belshazzar. My father, Belshazzar, could drink, can negate 1,000 people. You can't hold your liquor. You're out of it. So that was the big schwach she had. Her father, Belshazzar, was a drinker. He could drink against 1,000 people. So this guy's name was Belshazzar. And his liver was destroyed by his alcohol. That's exactly what happened. One of your stories, B, I heard this from a Oriental, told me the story. Oriental guy, I once had to do a medical thing, but I had to deal with a certain Oriental guy. And he told me, he has a friend who drank his head off, and his liver was gone, mamish gone. His mother prayed all night, and his liver came back. He's a shegetz, and he's not one of these, even a guy. If you have a munem betochen, a liver is gone. Suddenly, the doctor said he ain't worth a penny. It was destroyed completely. His liver was gone thanks to his overdrinking. You know, it messes up cirrhosis of the liver. It's a disease. All the drinkers get it. If they overdo it, and he lived happily ever after. And he said the guy's name is Sullen. He's 40 years old now. That was years back, and he lived happily ever after. Anyway, it's very volume. Amun b'tachon is open for the whole world. Anyway, getting back to Jose, I'll tell you. You heard the story of Jose, but I'll repeat it. It's a great story. Jose said, "So Jose, how come you're still around? Soto is gone. How come you're still around?" He says, "I was just as bad as Soto 30 years ago, and I was drinking my head off, and they warned me, you're dead. I can't stop. I can't stop. I can't stop." Soto couldn't stop. Soto's dead. There's another reason why Soto died. You know why? Because the yeshiva he was working for let him go. So he had no schus kiyum. That's a pasha of the reason. You know, we don't need Soto, so it's over, or whatever. I like to be nice, even with such people. I don't like to be whatever. But Hashem has rachmanis on everybody. I like to be more in that mahalach. Of course, there's a makom, you know, because I'm all like, that's something else. But anyway, Jose. So I asked Jose, how did you conquer? He says, I was walking in the street, and I told God. Whenever he says God, he lights up, Jose. Not push it. I told God, I can't do this, God. You got to help me. I can't. God, you got to help me, God. The next day, a shegetz, Honduras. Jose comes from Honduras. He's one of them. Cute guy, very sweet guy. And Jose, the next day, you know, when he left YTT, the morale was broken into pieces. You know, Jose was a guy. He believes in God, you know, said, God, I can't manage. The next day, Jose tells me, a friend of his pops up, Jose, I got an idea for you with your drinking problem. I think it was Alcoholics Anonymous. And the rest is history. And he licked it. He says, I don't touch none of that for 30 years. He's clean. Because one day he said, Hashem, without you, I can't manage. I'm going to tell you a true story. I know God had serious Kedusha problems. He can't. His eyes are all over the place. He can't. I can't help it. He looks every day. And he davened, but he's a frum guy. You're not supposed to look. So he davened. And his davening went nowhere. And one day he's standing in the street. And he says, Hashem, this is actually your job. He told me from that day on that problem disappeared for the rest of his life. He had no issue. And years and years and years. Just you say the right thing to the Eibishter, you get whatever you want. Anyway, I'm going to mention. What? Second? The second mace mitzvah, good. Somebody has it. The second mace mitzvah, yeah, one of them is a fum tzaira agra. To believe in the fum tzaira agra. What else is the second mace mitzvah? Boy, there's so many around. There's so many. I don't know which one to think of. Chazal, do you live with Chazal? Navardig is Helger, I'm sure Schwartz, Rabbi's big brother, told me once, he told me. You know, Rabbi Shua Schwartz was getting kicked out of his apartment in Kiryat Sefer when I met him there a couple of years ago. Briefly, I met him. And he says, you know, we have to leave. And he has no place to go. He has no money. He has no nothing. And only the Evyang all his life. And he just told me, I'm getting kicked out. And he cracked up. You know, he cracked up. He was just laughing. That's Navardi. He had enough stories of Betochen in his life. He just laughed his head off. I'm sure everything worked out. He's still around. I may have asked him. They laugh at everything. They're into Musa so much. Everything's a joke. Everything is a joke to Navardi. Because you learn Musa all your life. You learn how to laugh and laugh and laugh. What else is a mes mitzvah? I'll tell you who knows how to laugh a lot. Rabbi Akiva, hoya misloitzit by Re'aveira. He made fun of Avi Aveda. Now it's the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva. You do tshuva, Achi Yerdolov. Yedea Talumai Shalom. Oh, Yashu the Kisla. Oh, you're never going back to that for the rest of your life. Somebody said this over in the Sefer, and he says, so no one's doing tshuva according to Rambam. He said, ah, so they laughed at him. They said, we don't go like that, Rambam. We go like Rabbeinu Yonah. As long as you're trying, you're about tshuva, you're fine. So Salatna says, like shoveling snow, you're on the road, you're in Isaac and Chuba. I heard this in the Vardic. You're Isaac and Chuba, you're fine. But this is Pizzas. You're trying hard, you're fine. When Pizzas Machamalas used to tell me, Kamapaman, when he learned Musa, Achi, you used to quote that Rambam, I'm never, ever in my life ever going to do that again. And I used to look at him like, uh-huh. Now I know that's not for me. Forget it. You know, who can deal with that Rambam? It's a Rambam. It's a Shver Rambam. I wonder who. And Navardik, don't ask me. I'm not going to have a pshat in there. I thought of a pshat. Yoshua Kisla Oid. Kis, the Lashon Seal is a fool. Listen to this one. There's a story of Rabbi Akiva. He was blind. He was in Syria for some reason. And there's a man, a Chazal. And suddenly the king found out, oh, the Jewish rabbi's here. I'm going to do a job on him. They said, get the rabbi and throw him in jail. So the police, Syrian police, you're under arrest, rabbi. Jail. Put him down in a dungeon. He's in jail. Put him in chains. In jail. Then the king says, okay, get the two zainas of the most, not shyest, two zainas. Put them down there. We're going to do a job in this rabbi. And they put down the two, like, these are Zainas that anybody gets near them, it's over. This is the number one in the world. And they spent the night in the jail trying to get Rabbi Akiva to anything. They were talking to the wall. There was nobody home. Rabbi Akiva was like, oh, that's so interesting. I mean, oh, the two, Oh, yeah. Oh, so interesting. And they were like, the world was after them. Like, forget it. They were like, finally, a whole night long, they were washed out. Like, he did a job on them without doing anything. Like, oh, they were used to the whole world running after them. You know, like, and suddenly this rabbi is like, he's out of it. Everything okay? What's going on here? They came up. The king asked them in the morning, okay, what happened last night? They said, Adoni HaMelech, we'd rather die than try to be mafata this man. It's not happening. You're talking to the wall. The man's not home. He don't see us. He don't chop us. He don't see nothing. So he says, I got to find out the bottom of this. What's going on here? So he called up Rabbi Akiva. And out of jail, he calls him out of jail. Rabbi, what's going on here? How come you're not impressed with what we're doing here? So Rabbi Akiva said, you want to know the truth? As soon as they walked in, it reeks. The stench from them is so horrific. I have the opposite problem. How could you get... Now, Rabbi Akiva had Ruchnias Dikachushim. You know, when Esav came in to Yitzchak Avinu saw Pisa Shel Gehenim open up. We wouldn't see it. Esav didn't stop. Wherever you're going, Gehenim's coming along. That's what you're all about. You're a piece of Gehenim. When Yaakov came in, he saw apple orchard, but Gan Eden walked in. Yitzchak Avinu says, oh, Gan Eden just walked in. They saw Gan Eden with the sweet smell of Gan Eden walked in together with, that was Yaakov. He was one piece of Gan Eden when he was alive. Two of these Zaynas walked in. It stank a mile. The truth of these people came along with them. The wickedness of their lives came along, and the stench was ridiculous. So listen to this. Chazal say, Rabbi Kiva was mislighted, but I want to connect these two chazals. It says Rabbi Akiva laughed at people who were involved in these type of things. And that fits in beautiful with that chazal. He was an avardiga. Rabbi Akiva for sure was an avardiga. Chayim Tayvim. All right, now we have a double oil. Rabbi Akiva was an avardiga. The avardiga spent Shabbat Shuva 4 hours laughing their heads off. I heard this from an eyewitness. Laughing at the Yetzer Hara. They hopped what's really happening. See, people, unfortunately, I will tell you something right here. In my career, I have met several people, Hashem Yerachim. I meet people who, unfortunately, lately not so much. I used to have a lot of type of problems. Lately, not so much. But yesh v'yesh. I have a lot of chaos issues. We have the issues I meet the most are the bundle of nerves. Those are the guys that are running to me like crazy. I have a lot of those. But anyway, for a certain coup, I was getting a lot of those. And I will tell you something. Among them, I bumped into people who are addicted. Hashem Yerachim. They have to have a 12-step program. They are sick. They are addicted. They can't stop. Now, I notice that Tzadah Shobash ahead. The depression is beyond. I can't describe it. Now, these people do anything they want. They do cold over Asa. The depression level is ridiculous. You can see, it's not a normal depression. It's like, the guy is out of it. By the way, one of those several. He's better today, I don't know. He called me up. He wants to jump off the roof. You know, it's a dead end, even for Goyim. There's a Meiser with a Galach. Three guys, they had physical problems. And the Galach said, I know what you're doing, so that's why it's happening. Serious, serious physical problems. It ain't healthy to do sins. It's terrible. And the dead end is not shy. Now, people don't chop it. Even a little of it ain't healthy. Or you don't knock yourself. I once came to France, and a guy came along. He was having these type of problems, and he told Rebbeizer about it, that he has to watch what he sees and things like that. You know what Rebbeizer told him? Rebbeizer said, you're in such luck! Every time, Adarabba, You look away, you got a mitzvah deraisa, and you're other rabbi, you're gonna be, you know, in the Vardig is, it's the other way. The Vardig is, everything's positive. You did tshuva, you didn't see it, as soon as you saw it, it doesn't mean. He had a big time other rabbi on the whole problem. You did tshuva, the aveir turns into a mitzvah, it's just the opposite. But anyway, those people who see through what kavod really is, here's this guy getting kavod. Okay, now I'm going to tell you a story. Here goes. Ready? I'm a Rebbe. And the parent tells me, Rabbi Mandel, until you came, my son wasn't doing well. You saved his life. You are the best thing that ever happened to our son. Both parents at the PTA. We are so happy. Here's a few dollars. You give out. Listen to this. Next year, I'm over here, the next year's Rebbe, speaking with some other guy in the Rebbe's room, and they tell me, I have so-and-so in my class. And the parents told me in PTA, this is next year's Rebbe, they had me already. My son never really did well until he came to my class. Did you hear that? I heard this. I heard it from the horse's mouth. The next time you get excited over the cover they're giving you, think twice. You know? As a guy comes over to me, Rabbi Mandel, you saved my life. Yeah, really, I helped you. And the next day he tells me, you really did so much for me. The truth is, Biederman did much more for me. Biederman did much more. But you're not bad. You're not bad. If I'm looking for COVID, I'm in trouble. You always got to, no matter what happens. Let's say you're attack on top of the world. What happens the day that, this guy, Rabbi Weinkranz, told me the story of a big, once he was called, a house call, this Rav in Brooklyn, suddenly conked out. He's in bed for 8 months. Epstein Barr, one of those type of things. A breakdown, I don't know, a mental breakdown. He was out of it for 8 months. He couldn't budge. A Rav. And they says, Ruf Weinkranz. He told it over like that. Call Weinkranz. Weinkranz paid a house call. Standing by the bed, he says, yes, one question. The Vardig has noticed score. He knows why people get sick. They got to tell me, who bothered you just prior to those 8 months? Tell me, what happened in your life that you didn't like? You didn't just get sick. He thinks, oh, yeah, well, you do have a point. I am a star rabbi. The whole Bar Park loves me. Oh, Flatbush, I don't know where somewhere in Brooklyn. They're crazy of me. I'm the best speaker. And one day someone came over to me and told me, you're not bad, Rabbi so-and-so, but this other rabbi is much better than you. Says, right afterwards, I got sick. So Rabbi Weingren says, now you know where it's coming from. So he says, you got a point, but I'm still in bed. What should I do about this? So he said like this, you got a choice. Either learn my madrigas ha'odom, or teach you what COVID's all about, how silly, how stupid it is. He's better, I'm better, you're better, he's better. And everyone's talking about me. I need everybody to love me. If you don't love me, then I'm dead, you know. I told this to somebody. Somebody called me when they gave me an aliyah, this Shabbos. They said, Yamai, Harava Gain. And they left out Hatzadik. And I told the Gabbai, I will never be machal you. I'm joking. I'm traumatized. I'm going to tell my wife's going to, how did it go in today? Terrible. Well, what happened? You know, the chutzpah after so many years, I'm just a Gain. What about Tzadik? They leave out the main thing. This is no good. Last time, they did say Hatzadik. They left out a Gain. Either way, if I'm used to something and I'm not getting it, you know, Rabbi Eizer did not hold. I have a lot of sedum. Rabbi Eizer didn't think too much of that stuff. He said, "Oh, you got sedum. That's not good for you, because let's say it doesn't mean anything to you. That's what you think. Oh, to me, I'm used to it. Yeah. Oh, baloney. You like it deep down. And guess what? The day they decide." You were great, Rabbi Mandel, but right now, Oh, I got a great story. This is true, by the way. Till now, I was kidding. Now comes the true, a true story. What? Yeah, you got a choice. Either learn Madrega Sodom, learn the Kavod Shtusim. He's so good at it. When you're finished with him, you're laughing. I'll stoop. You know, you've worked. Did I hunt for this guy enough? He said that in Shabbat and B'tachim. Did I make an impression on him? You go meshuga with that. And he keeps making a chizik out of it. He's so good at it. He lifted all this stuff. All the Nevadics were super happy for that reason. They didn't have... am I making a good impression? What do you think? What's your opinion? What's your opinion? The truth. Don't try to make me feel good. I know what you're saying there. You're trying to make me feel good. But the real truth. Come on. How am I really doing? How? Come on. I heard somebody said something. Did he say that? You say, what a basket case? That's a person who's rid of COVID. They all look the same. You think, okay, they're all the same. The Rebbes, the principals, therapists, Gehenna. He comes to me 2 times and he never came back. And I found out he's going to the other therapist. The guy's dead. The guy can't live with him. It's Rachmanis. You're looking after COVID. You're in trouble. It's no light. And what do you need it so they don't like you? So hate me. What do I care? That's a healthy way of thinking. So they don't say a lot. I advise everybody to give yourself a stempel. I am not sensitive. Say it to yourself. I'm not sensitive. Oh, you hate me? That's great. I taught my 9-year-old kids to do it. They were always fighting with their brothers and sisters. You know, he says, you want to get out of it? Give yourself a stempel, a stigma. I am not sensitive. That's official. Now, that means you could love me, you could hate me, you could think I'm a nutcase. It's fine. I'm good with that stuff. I'm not that type. You know why people suffer their whole lives? Because they're living off way back. They were once sensitive and they decided, well, that's me. And the Shalom Bias is in the garbage because to sensitive.